Blog Talk Radio.
Neville, greetings. Let me say greetings and welcome, 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 everybody. I see you all logged in on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me for our me time this hour and a half. I have a nice program planned. And we're going to talk about confidence, you know, and see the nitty-gritty reason, go through the nitty-gritty to see why we don't put forward our best. I did this show because I see a lot of people around me that have this desire. And something is hindering them from achieving what they want. And it leads to a lot of unhappiness. if you know what I mean. And I want to just get to the nitty-gritty of it. And before I start my show, I want to play this song. This song is done by an upcoming artist and somebody who is very, very special to me. And the reason why I love this song is because I see the desire in this person and I see the movements towards what they want in life. And the culture that comes out of this person is unbelievable, the essence of this artist. So let me go ahead, and it's from Don, is a freestyle song, and this is in the raw cut version. There's no editing to it. It was done raw, not planned. This was freestyle, and this is from the studio Movement to Improvement. A conscious group who I am in the future, very, very near future, gonna have an interview with the members of the studio. It's a positive group, and I want you to hear this song and listen to the message, okay? Here we go.
That's it. A purpose, yeah. I sing. Everyone's got a purpose in life. Jah made us good, and He made us right. He's got me all open her eyes. I like what you said. Start to realize. And He's feeding us with lies. We may want to divide, but love and unity keep us alive. With just in our life, all can be right. We gotta stay focused and stay on this path and keep your love. We gotta choose to do the right. Sometimes we fuss and fight, and I know that's not right. Some of them been dreaming them life of faith, realize that they here to stay. In Him the King of Kings, right away. Open eyes, yeah, yeah,
start to realize that with love all would be fine, and we could make it to the end of time. Everyone's dreaming of the same thing. We all need love and unity, yeah. But why we create so much, so much war? Because everyone's got a purpose in life.
The reason why them create so much war is because I saw it set up
for real.
For real. Wasn't that beautiful? The essence of that song is gorgeous. I love it. Welcome, Navlette. Welcome, Karen. Thank you for joining me on Blog Talk Radio chat room. And you guys can log in and join me on the chat room. I'd love to see you guys logged in. It gives me encouragement. And don't forget to call in 646-595-3197. 646-595-3197. 646-595-3197. So let me get into the show right away because I have a lot to say. I want to talk about self-confidence because it is extremely important in every aspect of our lives. Yet, so many people struggle to find it within themselves. And sad to say, you know, this can be a vicious circle because people who lack self-confidence can find it difficult to become successful. Just think about it. Most people with big money would be reluctant to back a project that is being pitched, you know, by lack of another word, by somebody who was nervous and fumbling and overly apologetic, you know. And on the other hand, they may be persuaded by someone who speaks clearly or who holds his or her head high, you know, who answers their questions assuredly, you know. And when you can actually admit that you don't know something, you know, and that builds confidence. Confident people inspire confidence in others, okay? In everybody you deal with, your co-workers, you know, your bosses, your customers, your friends, it builds confidence in them too. And gaining the confidence of others is one of the key ways a self-confident person finds success. And whether, you know, and it, whether you have it or not, don't be discouraged if you don't have it, because it can be worked on and it can be built on. Whether you're working on your confidence or you're building the confidence of people around you, it's worth the effort to live your life like that. So let's think about it. How confident do you seem to others? Your level of confidence can show in many ways. It can show in your behavior, your body language, how you speak, and what you say, along with many other stuff. But I just going to talk about, you know, I can't talk about every single thing right now. So check it out, though. I'm going to show you some comparisons of common confident behavior, you know, versus, you know, behavior associated with low confidence. and see which ones you recognize, you know, in yourself and people around you. Just think a little bit. Like the confident behavior, right? Doing what you believe to be right, even if others mock you or criticize you for it. Now, the behavior associated with a low confidence is governing your behavior based on what other people think. Okay? And confident behavior is being willing to take risk and go the extra mile to achieve better things. Behavior associated with low confidence is staying in your comfort zone because you fear failure. And so you avoid taking risk. Okay? Confident behavior is admitting your mistakes and learning from them. And behavior associated with low confidence is working hard to cover up your mistakes and hoping you can fix the problem before anybody notices. You know? Yeah, you recognize any so far? Confident behavior, waiting for others to congratulate you on your accomplishments. And behavior associated with low confidence is, you know, exalting your own virtues as often as possible, to many people as possible. You just keep saying the same story to everybody you meet. You know? You have to let somebody know how great you are. Let your actions show it. That is most important than the talk. Let your actions show. Okay? Confident behavior is accepting compliments graciously. Like saying, yeah, thank you. You know, I worked really hard on that project. I'm glad you recognize my efforts. Thank you. Appreciate it. Low confident behavior would be dismissing the compliment. Oh, that was nothing really. Anybody could have done it. No, accept what you did. Okay? So if you can see from those examples anything in you on any side of it, whether the confident or the low confidence, because we can be confident in one area of our lives and low confident in other areas. But if you notice from those examples I just gave you, low self-confidence can actually be self-destructive because it manifests itself as some kind of negative. You're not giving yourself the push it needs. You know, confident people are generally more positive, that they believe in themselves and their abilities, and they also believe in living life, living it to the fullest. So what is self-confidence? What is it actually? Things that contribute to self-confidence, and it is self-worth and self-esteem. And we gain a sense of self-worth when we see ourselves, you know, and other people too, mastering skills to achieve goals that matter in those areas. Okay? Remember when we always hear that if we work hard in a area, we will succeed? Well, this is the type of confidence that leads people to accept difficult challenges, okay, and understand that there are going to be challenges when you're going for something you love, because you want to know if you have what it takes to go. Testify, and things, setbacks will happen. But if you keep, you know, you just deal with the challenges as they come, and in the make this persistence of your spirit in achieving what you want. Okay? That is self-worth. And the self-esteem, which is a more general sense that we can cope with what is going on in our lives and we have a right to be happy. Okay, that is the in a nutshell what self-esteem is. It can be explained thoroughly, and if you want to check it out what it means, by all means, please do that. You know, self-esteem comes from the sense that we're living virtuously. Okay, that we are competent at what we do and we can do it as long as we put our minds to it. You know, self-confidence can be built. Hold on, this paper is falling. Let me catch it. Yes. I know I've spoken about affirmations and positive thinking, that, you know, thinking this way will help you. But that is not it all. You have to put the action towards it. I'll talk about, this is James saying, what about positive thinking and affirmations? Yes. That will put you in the frame of mind, but a lot of times we need action behind our affirmations. We need a lot of action, okay? And that is how self-confidence develops, when you start setting and achieving goals, when you put actions behind your thoughts. That is, and you start achieving little goals, you know, you build your self-competence. And without this competence, it is hard to have the self-confidence. You may have a shallow overconfidence with all of the issues, and that brings upset and failures. Because you're not putting no action behind your thought. So you don't see nothing coming through. You think things won't just drop in your lap. So I said positive thinking and affirmations. Yes, it is very healthy for a happy mind. But it takes action. Okay? And one of the other reasons that self-confidence is very important is that the person you will always have a relationship with, okay, who you're going to be with for all of your life, who you cannot run away from, is yourself, okay? So you might as well develop that relationship with yourself. And the conversations you have within you are the most important and influential conversations you have. So start talking to yourself and seeing the worth in yourself. Okay? How do you do that? How do you start believing that you're an unstoppable warrior? How do you reach to that point? How do you reach to that person who cannot be broken? Someone who lives every day as the most powerful, the greatest version of themselves. How do you get there? How do you get this sense of balance, self-confidence? You can get it, but I can tell you there's no quick fix to it or any 5-minute solution. But it is very achievable, just as long as you have the focus and the determination to carry things through. And what is even better, that the things you do to build your self-confidence will eventually build success for you. Okay? Because your self-confidence will come from real solid achievement, things you actually did to reach this point in your life. And nobody can take that away from you, no matter what. Okay? The first thing you need to do in preparing for your journey is getting yourself ready for your journey to self-confidence. Okay? And you need to take a stock of where you are. Think about where you want to go. Okay? And get yourself in the right mindset for your journey. And the biggest thing is to commit to yourself, to starting it and staying with it. And because you have a lot of start and stoppers out there, I'm going to talk more in depth about that. Okay? And these are some steps. When you're preparing for your journey, do 5 things. Look at what you already achieved in life. Think about your life so far and list the 10 best things you have achieved. And if you want to make a little book for it, you can do that too. Or you have your little journal, you can write these things in it. You know, think about the 10 best things you've achieved in your life thus far. You know, maybe you passed an important test or exam. You know, or you made a difference in somebody's life. You know, whatever you stood up for yourself, whatever it is, like you made a key difference in a project or anything like that. You mentioned something that could give a better idea. Whatever it was, you know, list it and put them in a place you can get to easily and as often as you want. Okay? And spend a few minutes each week enjoying that success, building your confidence in that area. Okay? And think about your strengths. Take a look at who you are and where you are right now. Okay? Look at what you did and reflect on your recent life. And if you want, this is a little experiment you could do. Ask some of your friends what they think your strengths and weaknesses are. Sometimes you'll find that your strengths are your weaknesses, but ask them and see what they have to say. And from these, think about the opportunities and threats that you face. Okay? And when you get a glimpse of your strengths, enjoy them. Reflect on them and remember how you felt when you had these strengths at the time. Think about what is important to you and where you want to go. Think about your life. Think about what you want to accomplish. and where you want to go with it. And what do you want to achieve with your life? And this enables you now to set and start achieving your goals. Okay? And this is where the real confidence starts and starts to develop. Goal setting is a process you use to set yourself some targets and measure your successful hitting of those targets. Okay? Set goals that get you into your strength a little more. It take you a little bit out of your comfort zone so you can see more of your strengths right there. It minimizes your weaknesses so you can realize these opportunities. Okay? And you're doing something that is out of your comfort zone and you're going to accomplish it and you're going to feel good about it. Because the first time you ever did that and you can say, wow, I did it and it wasn't that hard. And having set the major goals in your life, this is how you identify the first step in each. Okay, and make sure it is a very small step. Okay? Nothing to give you headaches about, because you're going to start managing your mind. At this stage, you need to start managing your mind. Learn to pick up and defeat the negative self-talk that's going on in your head, because that can definitely destroy your self-confidence. Okay? Use and create strong mental images of what you feel and experience. What you feel when you start achieving your major goals. Because let me tell you, there's something about doing this that makes even your major goals, it seems achievable. And make sure you commit yourself to success. And that is the final part of preparing for your journey, is to make a clear and undisputable promise to yourself that you're absolutely committed to your journey and achieve it with all the power you have in you, okay? And trust me, when you start doing this, there is going to be doubts that start to surface. Acknowledge them. Even write them down. And take your time and challenge them. Okay? Sometimes they will dissolve under scrutiny. You'll be like, so what are you afraid of? Why is this a doubt? And it's gone, and that is good. But some are based on genuine risk. Okay? Make sure you set additional goals to manage these risks appropriately. Okay? Self-confidence is about balance. Okay? At one extreme, we have people with low self-confidence, and at the other end, we have people who may be too overconfident. If you're underconfident, you will avoid taking risks and stretching yourself out of your comfort zone, and you may not try at all. And if you're overconfident, you may take on too much risk and stretch yourself beyond your capabilities, and then you crash real bad. Okay? Sometimes there is people so optimistic, okay, that they don't try hard enough to truly succeed. Because you have those people who only believe in just thinking about it and it will all happen. They don't believe in putting no action to it. So they don't succeed. So getting this right is a matter of having the right amount of confidence. Okay? And with the right amount of self-confidence, you will take informed risk, stretch yourself, but not beyond the abilities, and you will try hard in that area. So how self-confident are you? Though feeling underconfident is not anybody's intent. They don't go out with an intention that they will feel underconfident. Many people struggle with it all of their lives, okay? And I think we'll live it long enough right now to understand that. Hey, Karen, girl, how you doing? Saying hi to everybody. Hey, Nav. Right? Problems don't fix themselves. And if you don't fix them, they actually get worse. Like a mediocre career. It don't suddenly get better. You know, what it really act like is a ship sinking. It's not going to get better. Just like a bad financial situation where you have too much debt and not earning enough money. And you're not experiencing a financial flow. That don't just fix itself. Okay? If you're in a social circle that don't empower you at all, it don't suddenly out of the blue become uplifting and supporting. If you stick with it long enough, it actually drag it down further. Right? Okay? A battle with your weight or lack of exercise, it won't change by buying the next videotape or start reading another diet book. No, it takes action to fix it. Without the self-confidence to change situations, we often end up feeling stuck like Chuck. Okay? Why? Because we're not making no changes. What we do instead of trying to attempt some change in our life, we turn to all kinds of distractions. Internet surfing, TV, all kind of different things. You know, compulsive eating, compulsive drinking. Turn to drugs, all those different things are distractions. Okay? And deep down, the lack of self-confidence and dissatisfaction, it builds because we know we are far away from our dream. We've gotten off a track. But how do we fix it? Because it can only go so many years with boring jobs and inadequate finances and unsupported relationships and destructive health habits. Because, you know, face it, if you want or not, eventually those things will begin to erode at your self-confidence. So you tell me, after hearing all of those things, isn't it much better to admit that we need to handle our self-confidence issues as opposed to denying that we have any? You don't have to admit it to anybody. Just admit it to yourself. You know, lots of people give this denial business the hands up. They act like they are growing and evolving and successful, when in reality, nothing is significantly changing. So how can you determine if you can use some help in building your self-confidence? Okay? Okay, here's a formula, a fold. That first step is to look at your life and see if there's any evidence that you're significantly better off now versus 90 days ago. Okay? What amazing results have you accomplished during that time? It don't have to be amazing, but what did you do? Anything accomplished? You know, the second step is to give each result a number from 1 to 10. 1 would be nothing has changed, and 10 would be a significant progress. Okay? So if you like, if you're really confident in every area of your life and making progress, you should be able to name a number of significant breakthroughs that occurred during the last 90 days. And they should be objective and they should be observable. Meaning you can't talk about your goals and your intentions. It's something that actually happened. Look at each one and rate them from 1 to 10. Okay? And some examples of specific results can include, you know, you accomplish a long stand-up task that you've been putting off for some time. It could be years, months, but you accomplished it. It could be something as, you know, fulfilling a work or business project, something that you completed. Anything at all, you know, rate it from 1 to 10. Okay? Have you seen a positive shift in your finances where you are now versus 90 days ago? Did your income go up or go down? Did your savings go up or go down? What happened with your financial situation? Did your debt go down or up? Do you have more money or more assets? Or not. You know, just rate that area of your life between 1 to 10. You have fewer liabilities? Did you make some investments? Did you sell something? No? 1 to 10. With your relationships, what evidence is that you deepened your current relationship or you broke off an unhealthy relationship or you added some new empowering circle to your social group or you still have the same disempowering people around you? Rate that 1 to 10. What about a positive change in your health status? You have more flexibility, more endurance. You gain some strength. Did you lose some weight? Did you adopt any new positive, healthy habits? Or no? Think about it. And rate it from 1 to 10. What does your recent past and your rating from 1 to 10 say about your current level of your self-confidence? What did it say? If there's little or no evidence of that significant change in every area of your life, then you see that where you need some work on and where you're good at, where you're stuck at, where you need some work on. And if you can't see any real measurable progress over the past year, consider yourself stuck. Okay, the truth is that past performance is the best predictor of future performance. Okay, and this is not only true for individuals, but workplaces, teams. You know, if you want to know where your current path is taking you, take a look at your past. No, I'm not saying that you can't change and want to move away from your past and make positive choices. And this is what we're talking about. Okay? Because then you can see what stopped you in the past. This is where I said we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty and try and understand what has been stopping us. Looking at your past is a very reliable tool. Okay? If you want to know where someone is heading, I always say, look at how they have behaved in the past. If they've been wicked and don't have no heart in the past, yes, a change can happen. But what if that change don't happen? They're going to be the same as the past. If the change happened, then yes, you can understand that a conscious effort has maybe been put. But what if no change happened? You think that behavior is going to change? If you want, you know, sometimes it's better to look at other people too than we see in ourselves. You know? Try and predict somebody that you know. And, you know, take a look at their past. Especially the recent past. Because as I said, somebody can... My God, there's so much time going. You know, some people can change from what their past was. So look at their recent past and make a prediction based on that. Now, I'm not interested in hearing about their goals or their intentions, just what they've been up to for the past few months. Okay? We may not be able to predict what will happen tomorrow or next week with much accuracy, even in our lives. But barring anything crazy happening, our lives tend to be a lot more predictable over longer periods of time. You know? Try and predict somebody's future. Sometimes it may be accurate because it can be objective. Because as I said, sometimes it's easier to make predictions about other people instead of ourselves. Because when we look at other people's life, we tend to be more objective. And sometimes it can be tough to look at ourselves objectively. Especially when you don't like what you see in yourself. Okay, nobody in life wants to predict that from a year from now they will lose their home or they gain how much pounds or they had a divorce or, you know, a string of bad relationships, you know? But that's why I said, base your predictions about where you'll be in a year on hard evidence from the past 90 days. And assuming that the same patterns will continue.
by another 12 months. Got a year soon end. Where will it lead if you largely repeated the patterns of the last 90 days for a full 12 more months? And be honest with yourself, because that is how you're going to come to the truth. Be honest. You know, and in order to make accurate predictions, you cannot use your goals or your intentions because they are not hard facts, okay? If you was in a court, your goals and intentions would be inadmissible because they're not hard facts. They're only opinions, speculations about what you want. And based on those hard facts, which are in the case, your recent past, you make an opinion of where you think that ruling would put you. Okay? Think about where you're heading. Look at your recent past. And this may be something you didn't want to hear, but I'm just being honest. I'm trying to get to the nitty-gritty. When you study and learn from your past, you will notice certain patterns that come up that repeatedly keep you stuck. And all these patterns are rooted to the reason why you don't have any high self-confidence. Because you have to make certain changes. And though I'm going to talk about the start-stoppers. This is when somebody gets a strong desire to change and they feel a surge of positive emotion and decide that finally things are going to start moving different. And they believe it with all their heart, and they make new goals and intentions, and they start taking action, some kind of actions. But because of a lack of self-confidence, and if you are to be honest with it, to a lack of money, that is a big part of it too. Their actions are inconsistent, you know? The actions never get integrated as permanent habits. You know, they get highly motivated to change, usually after they read a book or they hear a story or they went to a personal development program. And they will get started, but that it don't go no further than that. And eventually the excitement fades. And all of the direction that they was taking block up, and the person stopped changing and get sucked back in their old underconfident patterns. And no real lasting changes happen permanently. Now, don't get me wrong, goals and intentions are powerful. But having some clarity about where you're headed next is as important, okay? Is as important. But deciding what you want is only the first step. If that is all you do, then you will have some kind of success. But for the most part, you will have that repeat pattern happening, the start-stop happening. You notice that going on in you? You know, because I've seen that pattern play out enough times. And the root cause of our start-stop is behavior. Is the inability to feel confident enough to follow through, okay? And make the necessary changes until we get the results we desire. But most people don't have enough self-confidence to create the life they deserve. And that is what has saddened me, Michael. Michael, yes, this is what saddens me, which is why I made it a topic to talk about. Because what I see a lot of times is that people with low self-confidence, they are unhappy. Okay? And there are four things that keep most people from expressing the full force of their true self. Four things. Lack of unfulfilling work. Not doing what they love. Not contributing. But let me tell you something real quick. Sometimes when you have a job that is not fulfilling, sometimes you have to start a little thing on the side that makes you fulfilled. Okay? Sometimes that is very, very important. So you have your job that pay a bill that you need, that you it supports you and you need it. And you know, you can't just step out and leave your job. But whether you like painting, whether you like cooking, whether you like making whatever you like doing, making candles, whatever, you can start on a shoestring diet. You can budget. You can start small. Get the bubble bubbling inside of you. And when you start following your passion, your book club knob, you know, whatever it is, you start pushing it. It creates inspiration and it leads further. Okay? Unfulfilling work can lead you to find something within you. Financial struggle, yes. Financial struggle can be a big part of it. I understand that. Lack of loving relationships. When you have unsupportive and unempowering, disempowering people around you, it can suck you dry. Yes, these are happening. When you have poor health, you can't even pay a doctor bill, much less these days. You know, it's all of these rob you. These are the most common killers of long-term happiness. But there is something important for you to know tonight. That all these problems are just symptoms. The real issue goes further. Most personal development books and programs, they're focused on fixing the symptoms, but they never treat the root cause. So what happens? Even people who study personal growth for most of their life never seem to be able to lock on to success. That is what happened a lot. Hold on, let me just answer Navle. Thank you, Denise. Yeah. Okay. People who read and do all of this, never really happening. I'm glad it's sinking in, Mama. All of us have issues one way or the other. Okay? Some people succeed in a really big way with deeply fulfilling work that actually expresses their creativity and it contributes. Okay? Have a wonderful flow of financial abundance. It's easy to afford whatever you want to experience. When you have loving, supportive relationships, You know, it is easy to succeed. When you have high levels of energy and your vitality is booming with excitement on your mental, physical, and emotional level, you're good. You're good. And that comes with unstoppable energy. It comes with unstoppable self-confidence. When you have unstoppable self-confidence, you can tackle and defeat the three demons that keep you stuck. It is the denial, the disconnection, and the inaction. I hope, do I have time to talk about each one briefly? I hope I do. Let's briefly discuss each one then. Denial. First, to get it unstuck, you have to be honest to admit the truth of your current situation. The denial don't work. If you're stuck, don't pretend that you're making progress. Denial cannot help you change your situation. So it is imperative that you start being honest with yourself. Look at the past 90 days as well. Look at your past pattern and see what sort of progress you are really, really making. And stop kidding yourself that things will somehow magically get better in the future. Okay? If you keep doing the same things over and over again and they haven't worked in the past, it is safe to say you won't make much progress in the future. Okay, giving up denial and identifying and eliminating the thought patterns, the beliefs, and the behaviors that are eroding your self-confidence, it will lead to good changes within you. This connection is the other one, okay, is when you lose sight of your passions and your dreams and your desires. Because this connection, when you lose sight of that, it leads to hopelessness. And if you want to have a successful and happy life, it is your...
That's my
fault. Yeah. You're welcome. It is your responsibility to stay plugged into your desires. It is your responsibility to yourself, where you don't let them die. Okay, so what do you want to experience? Think about your desires often and make a connection with your desires and make sure that connection is a central part of your life. Okay, when people are plugged into their desires, you see a spirit that's sparkles and it is full of life. So take a moment and look at yourself in the mirror and see if you see that sparkle. You know, does your image reflect happiness? Does it reflect fulfillment? Does it reflect a self-confidence feeling? Or is it reflecting disappointment and regret? You know, is it reflecting low self-confidence? Okay, and now let us talk about inaction. And inaction can also come in the form of procrastination too. It is not taking any action, but is also indecisiveness. Okay? The lack of inspired action consists of the ability to maintain momentum in the face of external pressure and follow through on your goals and your plans. The proven antidote for inaction is to deliberately train yourself to become more confident in your ability to succeed. realize that the denial, disconnection, or the inability to take inspired action is not a permanent condition either. And stop running from your fears as if they're permanent and start seeing them as temporary roadblocks that you can just bust through with your self-confidence that you're going to develop. Not actively training your confidence to increase your self-confidence is one of the worst things you can do. Okay? People have some incredible breakthroughs when they finally said to themselves, I've had enough of feeling shitty. I'm sick of it. I want more of my life. Okay? They get fed up. And they recognize their inability to break their patterns was rooted in the lack of self-confidence. Okay? The key lesson here is that if we want to grow, then we ultimately must stop succumbing to denial, disconnection, and our inability to take inspired action because of our lack of self-confidence. Understand that you can actually reinvent yourself. Understand that at every moment you get to choose your identity. You get to appoint yourself and to anoint yourself to be the person you want to be. You can actually reinvent yourself. And don't allow your current lack of self-confidence to become your life sentence. You can do something about it now. If you're stuck at all today, let this show tonight be a force to help you out of it. No matter who you are, you can build your self-confidence. But is something that a lot of people leave to chance, because many settle for the belief that as you get older, you'll just automatically grow up, gaining your confidence through experience. But the thing is, waiting for external factors to give you confidence is like building your house on the sinking sand. So when the flood comes, everything is gone. Even confidence is so wide in our experiences. Even men who are on the dating scene are a good example of this common approach. When they try to attract as many women as possible, you know, allowing their confidence with women to grow until they attract a better woman than the last one. Yes, this approach may work for some, but this type of confidence reveals itself to be weak further down the road, because this type of confidence is built on external validation from women and the responses received from them and not from within. So when, you know, the flood comes, the confidence goes with it. Like if a woman might shatter their ego by leaving them for another man, or worse, telling them they're not satisfying their needs, you know, at this point, most men will start to doubt their self-worth. And the same way if a man told a woman the same thing. And their confidence level will drop. Okay? It will drop. Let me see. Yeah. A lot of us need to keep... Novlet said, external validation, two key words there. Yes, because a lot of us look forward to praises outside and it builds our confidence, yes. But we need to have it within ourselves first so we can have it. So when if nobody tells us about it, about our good, we can feel good within ourselves if nobody even recognizes it. Because some people don't like to tell you they're doing good because they don't want you to feel good. Some people are like that, you know. Some people will ever say, oh, you look nice, just because they don't want you to feel good. So with these men that I was talking about, you know, their confidence is not grounded upon the past. These people who have a low self-confidence, it is grounded on external validation. But for men who really know women, who are really exceptional with women, they don't have it. Their confidence is not about external validation. Their confidence is built on the belief that no matter what happens, they can trust, they can handle it. And if they were wrong, they can immediately correct it. Yeah, we need our own inner validation now. We really do. We don't need nobody to tell us that we're good. Yes, it does. It really feel good when somebody acknowledge our worth, but is not there. We need to tell ourselves that. Okay? Have a high level of trust within yourself. Nothing will give you more belief in yourself than being a highly self-directed person. Okay? Self-confidence equals how much we like ourselves. And how much we like ourselves equals the level of dominion. Let me see what Michael's saying. What is self-dominion? It is our ability to get ourselves to actually do what we want ourselves to do. In other words, self-discipline and self-trust. Let me say, a man who has dominion over himself has self-integrity. By that, they are staying true to their words and their commitments. And every time we fail to listen to our inner voice, and do not take action in something that we need to do, we lose trust with ourselves and our abilities. And this lack of self-faith continues. It continues to spiral downward because we are failing to control ourselves. Okay? We have to keep the momentum going. Okay? And one way to keep the momentum going is to build your confidence. When we do something well, regardless of how small, you start building positive energy and a momentum. Because you're going to start doing one thing, then you do the next. You clean your car, you mow the lawn, you clean the house, and you start a momentum. Okay? And then your self-confidence, it starts spiraling upwards, okay? And then it will be easier for you to quickly move on and complete tasks, okay? Yes, guys. And a good way to do this is start thinking of yourself as your own personal assistant. Okay? Say you have a personal assistant. The better they perform on the task given to them, the more confident you'll feel towards the abilities to handle responsibility. And then you start assigning more important tasks to them because you can trust how they work. And you have faith in them. Now, if your assistant always procrastinate or miss deadlines, you start to lose faith in that assistant. So you start trusting them and you start giving them tasks. And maybe you start looking for another assistant. Think of yourself as your own assistant. And know that the more we follow through with actions, the more confident and trust we will establish within ourselves. And we will then gain faith in our ability to handle more. Remember, small wins with ourselves, it affects how we like ourselves. When we start disappointing ourselves and don't do what we need to do, then we start, you know, we're wondering. But each time we successfully follow through, we build trust in ourselves to keep pushing forward our current comfort zone. Okay? Understand that your ability to take control of yourself and move towards your heart's deepest desire will give you tons more confidence than any external factor out there. Like how much money you have or the car you drive or how much money you can get. Every single minute of your life is a moment you can change for the better. And remember that most people get stuck when they bite off more than they can chew. And remember the trick is to start where you're at and go one notch above what you're comfortable doing. Okay? Really work on you. Build your momentum towards your confidence. Remember, start small. I just want to get these words out to you as a summary of the show. Start small. Start with something you can do immediately and easily, which we begin with small successes and we build momentum to gain more confidence in our abilities. Okay? Remember that each completed task, no matter how small it is a building block to a more confident you. Okay? And think about it. What are some small actions you can take immediately to demonstrate that you're capable of achieving the goals you've set for yourself? Is it cleaning your closet? Go do it. Organize your papers? Go do it. Pay bills, go do it. Start small. Or just make that call you need to make. Go do it. Okay? Create your vision. Use the power of your imagination. And create an image of yourself as a confident person you want to become. See how you feel. And what does your body language look like? How would you talk? Imagine these things clearly in your mind's eye. Okay? And practice doing this for 10 minutes every morning. Yes, Mike. Yes, Mike. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed the show, sweetheart. I'm really happy you guys are getting it. This was my intention. All right? And I just want to tell you how much time I have. Can I continue talking a little bit? You know, go out there to and meet new people. Go socialize. You know, socializing with others will give you opportunities to see that you're not alone in it all. and you know, you will see some other people's ideas, and you learn how to connect with other people, and you learn how to practice your communication and interpersonal skills. You know, go out there. Don't forget to set your goals. According to a study done at a Virginia Tech, 80% of Americans said they don't have goals. And people who regularly write down their goals earn 9 times as much over their lifetime as people who don't. Okay? So by setting goals that are clear and actionable, you have a great clear target of where you want to be. And when you take actions towards that goal, you build more self-confidence and self-esteem in your abilities to follow through. Okay? Think about what you're good at, what you're especially good at or enjoy doing. Regularly doing things that you're good at reinforces your belief and your strengths in it. Okay? When you feel good in yourself, you help others feel good about themselves. And when you help other people feel better about themselves and like themselves more, it will make you feel good about yourself. Okay? Have you got your plan ready? Having a goal alone won't do that much. One of the biggest reasons people get lazy is because they don't have a plan to achieve their goals. You need to know what your plan is. It's better to have a plan than not. And stop comparing yourself to other people. Don't worry about what your neighbor is doing. Just go down your own path at your pace rather than comparing yourself. And get motivated, people. Read something inspirational. Listen to something empowering. Talk to somebody who can uplift your spirit, who can motivate you to become a better person. Somebody who can make you live more consciously, who will help you take proactive steps towards creating a better life, you know? And thank you guys for being here with me, listening with me. I love you all. Thank you, Nav. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate all your logging on and you hanging with me. It's a beautiful thing, and I give thanks. And next week, I'm going to try and see if I can get the studio as soon as I can. It would be great if it was next week, but maybe that's too soon for me to want it. Yeah, baby. Start your book club, honey. Nav is going to start a book club, people. Yes, it will be advertised on the Soulful Healing Show, because anybody who is inspired by this show, it will be advertised on this show. So call me, 772-607-3967. Call me and let me know what you would like me to advertise on this show. If you're being inspired at all by the show, I would love to hear from you. All right, 772-607-3967. And I'm going to close the show with this, the world's greatest. Or should I do what tomorrow will bring? I'm going to play. What should I play? Tomorrow will bring. I'm gonna play. You gotta want it. You gotta want it, guys. Go get it. You should want it. Go for it.
Same as the fire that fuels the dream. that powers the engine that turns the world. Passion is lightning that creates a spark that lives in the heart of a boy and girl.
I go and do me thing.
Me a do me thing.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, do me thing. Me just a go and do me thing. Me sure about today, tomorrow me no stress over. Just a work good and me have and just step over. Yet me now go try to put me cap on me and can't reach now. Right now, me not the most popular. So me work today to make tomorrow get better. Some of these children have it and I go on like it lasts forever and ever. Me a go and live good today. Tomorrow me not know which number apply. 1 minute to the Father me pray every day. That's why me no better, me no worry. Have life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the Father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me thing, me just a go and do me thing.
Me a do me thing.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, me just a go and do me thing.
Me a do me thing,
yeah. One life me have, me a go live it all me want. Me not go make nobody come and tell me, say me can't puppeteers with them strings. want tie me up. Because me fresh to the game, them want spoil me up. Yeah, I cut my hair like this, wrap my clothes like this. You can choose what you want, but I like this. Oh, I know I'm not perfect, but I still try, yeah. And I'll be whatever I wanna be, cause I'm free. Nobody can control me. No one on earth can predict my destiny, destiny. That's why me no worry. Me have life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Yeah, me just a go and do me thing. Yeah, what tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. Nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Do me thing, me just a go and do me thing. Me a do me thing. Just take it step by step up the ladder. Hey, me not go bad mind me brother. I stay focused on my dreams. Yeah. Because my slice of the cake day yo day. You can't tell me no day yo day. Me a go find anywhere yo day. And give thanks to me of today. Music, uplifting music, tell us representing, yeah, yeah, yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, yeah, me just a go and do me thing.